Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
We're heading into July 4th weekend. We got a lot of two-star pitchers to grade here on the RotoWire Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Clay Link here with FSWA Hall of Famer Todd Zola. I am recording from home today, not in the office, so if the sound is a little different, I apologize and hope you'll bear with us. Not a ton on the pickup side this week, Todd, but a lot of two-star pitchers. How are you heading into July 4th weekend?
Can you believe it's July 4th weekend? Remember there were some people that thought July 1st was going to be opening day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just amazing. Doing well. It's heating up here, so you know, which is nice. Watching the Sox out of the corner of my eye. So if I sound a little, it's because Hanse Robles pitched today. But we'll be all right.
You get kind of grumpy on Hanse Robles day.
Oh man, I understand that. It doesn't take much. I mean, it takes a lot. I should say it takes a lot to get me grumpy. I'm just not a Hanse Robles fan. But hey, it's not my call. The team's playing well. Whatever happens. We'll just see. As I tweeted out, man, if this was my younger, more affluent days, biotech, etc., I'd be in Wrigley Field right now.
Oh yeah, I saw the Reds were just there and they were getting clobbered. And but I do kind of like Wrigley.
Been once.
Yeah,
at a buddy's bachelor party, under the alkafluence of alcohol. But I just remember how steep it was.
Yeah, I was there for my brother's bachelor party, actually, too. And the Reds were playing. They got no hit into, like, the seventh. So it was just classic Reds.
It was an odd day in that we were – both teams were in town the same day. We went to the – at the time, the New Comiskey in the afternoon. So we were good and juiced by the night game. But anyway, so much for saving time on no pickups.
Well, actually, before we get into the pickups from the Stake League, I just wanted to know, like, are you personally planning to shell out what you have left for Vinny P this weekend? Are you going to be in on the Vinny P? No?
No, no.
Not a Vinny P guy.
Well, I mean, I'm not anti-Vinny P. As it turns out, my little black box is pretty optimistic. But I'm not going to be shelling out in a big way. I need to keep it minor, a bunch of minor fixes, not a major fix on my teams. I need the players that I already have to perform to level, and then I just need to keep upgrading players that are at the fringe and continue to grind. I'm not like one move away from making a move.
Yeah, so it's not like that final splash all in.
Yeah, sometimes there is. I mean, there are scenarios where that occurs, but I just have a lot of injuries, and I'd rather be able to go strong at the end when everybody else is I'm able to outbid everybody at the end. I know I have to get there, but I'm hoping I do, and that's the plan. But you know, I kind of alluded to it. My projection engine was very kind to Pasquantino, but He has fewer than 500 plate appearances at above Double A, which is Double A and above, which is where the MLEs are really more effective. So the error bars are just huge.
It did show a good, really good handle of the strike zone, but yeah, there's still a wide range of outcomes for a guy like that. I did have him stashed, of course, in the state league, so wasn't available there. I saw he's batting cleanup today, Vinny. The first player to bat cleanup within his first three starts for the Royals since 95. So
somebody
got a pretty good endorsement.
Somebody got paid to figure that out.
I know. I saw that on Twitter, and I had to throw that in there. But yeah, if you got Vinny like I did, hopefully good things to come. And if you shell out for him this weekend, best of luck to you. Brian Anderson was picked up. Brian Anderson, I know you've kind of been an apologist before in the past, but when that's the big pickup of the week for $4, it's a pretty quiet week.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to play a little bit in the next couple of weeks because Jazz Chisholm is out. But once Joey Wendell comes back, I'm curious to see what Miami does. I mean, they've got Birdie, who, you know, I mean, he has to play like three positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, you know, so Wendell and Birdie are kind of the same player. So I'm curious to see what Anderson does or where he plays when Wendell comes back.
Colin Poche picked up David Peralta, David Peterson, who I saw stepping in tonight for Chris Bassett. So that was a late change for the Mets tonight. James Anderson added Carlos Santana for three. Derek Hall picked up. Saw he a couple bombs, so he's going to be stepping in for Bryce Harper. And
yeah, he's an old
prospect.
Yeah, the busier side of the platoon. His second homer came off of, was it Max Schrock?
I think so.
It was a position player. I mean, hey, he still hit it out of the yard. But yeah, he should be getting the left-handed platoon at bats at least for the near future in Philadelphia.
Yeah, hopefully you can do a little bit better replacing Bryce Harper, but if not, maybe Derek Hall's out there. Rich Hill was added. Hunter Strickland looks like at least for whatever saves the Reds have, maybe Hunter Strickland. Miguel Rojas, Michael Taylor, Esturi Ruiz was stashed by James. Braxton Garrett. Then I got AJ Minter on $0 ad, so I was kind of happy with that. Although it looks like he and Will Smith will both probably see some saves while Jansen's out. They both have, haven't they? They both got a
Minter got the first, but Will Smith was unavailable, and then Smith got the second. So it remains to be seen who gets the lion's share.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I think I swapped him in over Robertson in one league just because I forget who Robertson was facing, like some tougher teams, but maybe I should go back on that. But the Cubs have already started playing, so I can't.
That they anyway. Have. and at this point, Robertson is going to get a save up unless the Cubs score even more runs and blow it out of a save opportunity.
Oh, so looks like I probably benched a save there. Edward Olivares also picked up, but he's out of the lineup today. And man, they just keep doing this with Olivares. Just don't know.
That guy's
going to get his playing time.
Yeah, I mean, the danger is he's a right-handed batter, can fall into the weak side of the platoon. Kyle Isbell's hitting pretty well this week. So, right. I mean, you'd like to see some of these teams just get a look at these guys, leave them in there. And let them, you know, earn the job or earn not or don't earn the job. But man, the Royals are being the Royals.
Yeah, it's classic Royals. This is today Olivares' third absence in five games. You mentioned Isbell playing well this week. He homered in back-to-back games. So, yeah, I get the point rewarding that guy. But this is just more yo-yoing, not up and down on the roster, but up and down on the bench for Edward Olivares. By the way, I'm just seeing that Trey Mancini, I saw he was out of line today. He is still dealing with soreness in his hand after being hit last weekend. So I figured that was probably it. He got an injection a few days ago, should be fine by tomorrow. So if you're
Yeah, there's some team scouting him. So that's a you know, it's
yeah.
Yeah, bad, too bad. But he very well could be traded.
Yeah, it's Hugwatch season about this time, and yeah, it sounds like he'll be back soon to continue his showcase for other teams. I was tweeting earlier this week that they're probably one of Luis Castillo's final five starts or so in a Reds uniform. It's been fun watching that guy, but and what a great start he had earlier this week. A ton of K's on the fastball. Didn't have any K's on the changeup, actually, but I think he should bring a pretty big piece. I know there's a lot of teams after Luis Castillo.
Yeah, I I've been a fan, so you may not have had him on many fantasy teams if you feel that way, but I can see from a Fred's point of view. But no, I've been a fan, and he's been inconsistent. But I hope he goes. You can't go to a much worse of a park. So at least I have that. Colorado is not making the deal for Castillo.
Yeah, it should be fun, though, to see where some of these pieces fall. It's about to really start getting heated up. Well, before we get into two-star pitchers, let's take a quick break to take care of a little piece of business. We'll be back after these words from our Blue Wire sponsors.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, now we are back on the RotoWire Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Clay Link here with FSWA Hall of Famer Todd Zola, and we are going to be grading next week's two-star pitchers. And with July 4th being Monday, and what, probably every team in action, I assume?
Almost.
Yeah, I guess the Angels are off Monday, and Yankees, Phillies, and Pirates. So almost every team except those four. But yeah, with a lot of games Monday, that means a lot of two-star pitchers. So let's get into it. 0 to 5 scale, if you're unfamiliar. Zero being we're not starting them anywhere, completely hands-off. 5, typically reserved for the very, very best two-star pitchers of the week. And Madison Bumgarner, not going to fall into that category. Giants at home and then at home against the Rockies. Not the worst, but you look at him and the K's remain pretty modest and home runs are up. So, yeah, not somebody I feel good about starting. Still probably give him these matchups at home, probably a 2.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
So now that I'm doing this, since I'm doing the podcast today from my work laptop, not from the in-office studio, computer. You may hear me typing a little bit, but I will try my best to keep the typing sounds at a minimum. Luke Weaver, he of a 14.04 ERA. That's not what you want typically. Has he been doing anything at all? No. Well, last time he went more than an inning, he gave up 9 earned runs. So I'm going to go ahead and zero him out. I'm going to give Luke Weaver a 0.
Nope, I'm with you so far. 2 for 2. Yep.
Still further notice. And, I got to think the clock maybe starting to run out on Luke Weaver. Kyle Wright versus St. Louis versus Washington. I've loved what he's provided so far. It's been one of the big free agent pickups of the year for me and others. But these matchups, I'm going to give him a 4. I'm not going to put him on that 5 level yet. He's a 4.
No, he kind of bounced back last time. I'm kind of watching him because he had a couple rough outings. I agree, though. I'm not even considering a 5, but he's a solid 4.
And Ian Anderson, been a pretty rough year for him. I mean,
oh, man.
Versus St. Louis versus Washington. Ugh. You know, I actually picked up Andre Payante on the other side of that one on Tuesday. Probably not starting him, but it was a keeper league, 16 teams. Threw a buck at Payante, see what I have there. But Ian Anderson, I think I'm going to give him a 1.
Yeah, I'm debating if that's too high after his last outing where he was just terrible. I'll say 1, but I don't like what I'm seeing. Control. It's just control is terrible.
Yeah, it's command and control were the issues with him coming up, and he was kind of enjoyed a ton of success early in his big league career despite those command issues, but they've caught up to him.
Yep.
Dean Kramer, our resident Orioles fan here at RotoWire, John McKechnie picked him up in the Stake League, I think, a week ago, and looking like a pretty prescient pickup because now he's got versus Texas, versus the Angels. Yeah, the Angels are top-loaded, but the back half of that order is pretty brutal. Kramer's got a 1.29 ERA so far. Man, I guess I got to start giving him some love. Went 7 innings. 7 scoreless, struck out 5 at Seattle's last time out. I'm going to give Dean Kramer a 2.
I'm gonna show a little more fondness. I'm going to go 3.
Yeah.
Some give backs coming. He's not striking out a bunch of batters, but I do like what I'm seeing in the park. The offenses. We're going to go 3.
And then Austin Voth, you wouldn't consider, would you? I couldn't see that under any
There was a time where I kind of, let's watch what he does with the Nationals. Unfortunately, it wasn't very much. But, yeah, no, we're going with 0. And I don't even know if he stretched out enough to consider.
I think he went 3 innings his last time. So, not really a guy. I do believe it is pronounced Voth, though. I'd say 90% sure of that.
Well, at some point, it'll be pronounced Rodriguez or Hall, right?
Yeah. Well, hopefully Grayson gets healthy. I haven't really been tracking his progress, but
yeah.
Michael Wacha, Nick Pivetta for your Red Sox next week. They got the magic touch with these two versus Tampa Bay, then versus the Yanks. So they're going to have to face that juggernaut offense at home next week. But man, Wacha and Pivetta have both been fantastic. I'm trying to like keep things realistic because it is Michael Wacha and Nick Pivetta. And
it's tough. It's tough to do. Even as a Red Sox fan, it's not even, but maybe especially, it's tough to do because I watch them and you want to think it's real, but you know it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah, they're better than perhaps we expected, and some of this is sequencing and all that kind of stuff, but they both do some give back, and is this the week? The way to beat the Yankees? The Red Sox and any other team, they need new City Connect uniforms that say Houston on the front of them.
Just threw them off, I guess. anything to throw the Yankees off.
Yeah, yeah. And that gets the job done, Luis Garcia 2-1 yesterday, in the bullpen. But no, so back to Walker and Pivetta. I mean, gosh, Are they fours? Is that really? Are they really fours?
See, I jotted them both down as threes, but you think they're fours?
I don't know. I like Pivetta a little more than I think. You know what? You know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go walk a three, Pivetta four. I think Pivetta throws a little harder. Can it show? Yeah, he, to me, the fall will be a little softer. But Walker's just showing so much pitch ability. It's fun, but not when I'm sitting in front of a microphone and trying to explain what he's going to do.
Yeah, really hard to figure that guy out and kind of nail down what expectations are.
What's going to be interesting, where if Hill can't work, they've already got Winkowski and Seabold in the rotation. Sale's on rehab. I don't know if you bring Sale back early. I don't think you ruin that. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the Red Sox will do. Maybe a bullpen game if Hill can't go, because I don't think Whitlock will be ready at that. I don't think he'll be ready.
No, it does not seem like it on Whitlock. So, yeah, you got four for Pivetta, three for Waka. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, I got you down there. Now, Kyle Hendricks has been pitching kind of better lately. He's at Milwaukee than at the Dodgers. So I don't like that second one. I feel like Kyle Hendricks always shoves it against the Brewers, though. So I could see myself in some scenario, maybe like this 18-team staff keeper league that you and I are both in. I think I have Hendricks there. I'll probably start him. I'm going to give Hendricks a 2, I think. And Justin Steele a 1. He's not a 0 for me, but I can't go any higher than 1 for Justin Steele.
If it wasn't the Dodgers, I could try to figure out a way to make Steele a 2 because I kind of like what I'm seeing. Throws the ball harder than the rest of the Cubs. Well, not the rest, but most of the Cubs starters. I'm out on Hendricks. Last year, he was incredible for like the middle 6 starts, but he sandwiched it with just horror. And I don't know where Hendricks is right now. I'm gonna go 1 for both of them. Yeah.
Okay, that seems fair. I got you down as a 1. The Reds announced that Nick Lodolo will be back next week. So
yeah.
The time to grab him was, you know, probably 2 weekends ago, if not last weekend. If you can still get him this weekend, I say, you know, go pretty hard on Nick Lodolo because, yeah, here he gets home against the Mets and home against Tampa Bay. So 2 home starts you don't love, but I do really like the upside on Lodolo. So I'm going to give him, in his return, he looked pretty good on rehab. So I'm going to give him a 3, Nick Lodolo.
Is he replacing somebody or are they going with an extra because of the doubleheader? I'm trying to
What did they do?
Yeah, there's someone at the minor's still in there. They took out somebody at the back end. No, but I agree. Lodolo, you know, compared to Hunter Green, Green's the fireballer. Lodolo is the more polished pitcher. I agree, though. All right, so as far as rankings go, actually, we have Green, too. That's an interesting week for the Reds. The future each has, too. That's nice. Green's just got such great upside, and Tampa strikes out left and right. I guess I'm going 3 for both.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. I don't think they did bump anybody, did they? I guess they're just bringing him back with that doubleheader because they still got Minor in there. Maybe they bump Minor eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Ashcraft, yeah, they need the extra start. And who just Ashcraft did not look good.
Oh, he got rocked.
Yeah. And it just was, just to me, it was just one of those days. You know?
And it was like most of it was done on that Grand Slam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wisdom or whatever.
Yeah, Patrick Wisdom.
Yeah, that was a bad. I saw that was like a 14 mile per hour outwind day at Wrigley too. So
just
a bad set of circumstances for Ashcraft. Hopefully he gets going. So did you say Hunter Green 3 as well?
Yeah, I'm just gonna stick with it. Strikeouts count, and he strikes out batters left it. You know, in Tampa strikes out a lot.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give him a 3 too, although I'm feeling great about it, but I'm, you know, in the tout wars, I'll start him probably in another league too. So, I'll keep him on par with Nick.
Yeah.
Then for Cleveland, looks like Cal Quantrill. They do have a doubleheader on. Oh, they got to play a doubleheader on the 4th.
Yeah.
So a couple teams not playing, but a doubleheader on the 4th. So that'll be a busy Monday. Cal Quantrill's been pretty good, and this is at Detroit at KC. It doesn't get any better than that. So I'm going to give Quantrill 4.
Yeah, it's weird, that doubleheader, because they are playing Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if that's a completion of a suspended game or something. I'm going to look into that. I'm not 100% positive. But anyway, you know, but for now, Quantrill's got a double dip. Oh, I love, though, Detroit and Kansas City. Yeah, I'm with you on a 4.
Nice. And the Rockies starters are both on the road for 2, Kyle Freeland and Herman Marquez, but it's at the Dodgers, then at Arizona. So they get out of Coors, but they got to go to Dodger Stadium. So, you know, Marquez hasn't been horrible lately. At least I picked him on one spot, and I think it was a net positive, but don't want to get too far, you know, on Herman Marquez's side here. So, you know, Freeland, I think Freeland and Marquez, I'm just going to give 1s.
Yeah, Freeland worked for me against Miami. He doesn't really work for me in this scenario. So I'll go 1s as well. I can see scenarios where one would start him. I wouldn't have him on a draft championship team, draft and hold. But it would have to be a draft and hold type scenario where you would just be set with injuries.
Now, before we get to the White Sox 2-star pitchers, we did have a question from Isaac in the chat about Lance Lynn. I think Lynn bounces back. Any idea what's eating at Lance Lynn?
Well, yeah, it's he's only pitched 3 games. This is still, you know, middle of April for him. So the velocity's down. I'm not saying he's going to bounce back. He's at that age where you could lose it quickly. However, I think we have to keep in mind that he's, you know, it's not stretched out, didn't have the normal buildup to his first 3 starts. Uh-huh. So velocity's down. He's more command control, you know, just enough velocity to be dangerous. So to me, he's more of a hold than a drop.
I gotcha. I actually accidentally X'd out my 2-star pitcher tab, so I got to bring that back up. Smooth move, Clay. Let me get that up. So probable pitchers, customized grid, July 4th. Okay, so the White Sox is Johnny Cueto and Michael Kopech versus Minnesota versus Detroit. I definitely like Kopech. Cueto's pitched pretty well too. I think I'm going to give those guys 3s.
Going to go 2 for Cueto, and I think I might. Am I going to go 4 for Kopech? I don't know. If you can tell, I haven't had the time to cheat and run the numbers previous to talking, so this is all off the cuff. I'm going to go 3, but it might be a 4. It may end up being a 4.
And Johnny Cueto a 2 for you.
Yeah, I like what he's doing. But, I mean, he's going to get his comeuppance at some point.
Alex Fiedo was rolling pretty well, but then he was sent down today after a rough stretch. So they brought back Michael Pineda, sent Fiedo down, but he'll be back Monday as the 27th man. So even though he's – that is a doubleheader because, yeah, Fiedo is going to be the 27th man on Monday, and then he's going to be the 27th man on the next Monday, 7-11 as well. So – I wouldn't expect Fiedo to get 2.
No.
Because, yeah, I assume he'll be sent down. Then we have tentatively Elvin Rodriguez penciled in for the second game of that doubleheader. So it looks like the maybe Ronnie Garcia, since he'd be starting Tuesday, he'd get 2. So Ronnie Garcia, surprisingly, has not been that bad, actually. Over his last 3 starts, Ronnie Garcia has a 2.76 ERA, 0.98 WHIP. I'm skeptical. Color me skeptical, Todd. But these matchups versus Cleveland at the White Sox, I'll give him a 1.
Oh yeah, you mentioned good surface stats, but it's 12 Ks and 4 walks and 3 homers.
Yeah.
In 16 innings, so I'm going to go out on a limb here and say his xFIP and FIP and Sierra and draw and whatever you want to use are a little higher than 2.76. I'm going to go a 1, but man, I'm not picking him up.
Yeah, that's kind of just a token one on my part because he has pitched well, but yeah, I don't buy it for a second. Yeah, at least in terms of run prevention. Justin Verlander and Luis Garcia, these guys are like sixes. They break the scale this week versus Kansas City at Oakland.
Yeah, right. Doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, no kidding. I meant to do it, but against my better judgment, picked up Jonathan Heasley in one league last week and started.
Back to the Houston, I mean, even, you know, they're going to give up a couple of homers to Pasquantino, but even so, I think they're both in play.
Yeah, as long as they, you know, solo homers won't kill you.
Was it Bradish that like gave up six solo homers a couple of weeks ago?
Oh yeah, that's right.
I think it was Kyle Bradish, but anyway, so yeah, one or two won't get you. Six of them, on the other hand, we got issues. I think it was against the Yankees.
Yeah, and Jonathan Heasley, I rolled the dice on him last week, or I guess this week, and it didn't work out. Seven earned runs against Texas in 3 2/3 innings. So I learned my lesson there. You don't play with fire with the Jonathan Heasleys of the world. I should have known better. But he and Zach Greinke both I'm going to give zeros.
Greinke hasn't been terrible.
Yeah, I guess not. But at Houston?
Yeah, no, understood. Yeah. Understood. But I don't know that I'm going to go zero. No, I'm going to – I mean, 2 6-inning starts, 7 strikeouts in those 12 innings, not very good. But I'm still going to go one. I could see a scenario where I'm going to say one. Just stick with it. One.
Okay. I got you down. The lack of Ks makes him way
too – but he's been doing that for a while, and
he somehow does finesse his way, but I can't put. I'm going to try not to play with fire anymore.
Along those lines, I know it's. I mean, people can check lineups. It may have started by the time they actually listen to us, but Jeremy Peña's back in the lineup. Last I looked, there was no word on Yordan Alvarez yet.
Yeah, Yordan out of the lineup today, but
is he okay?
They made a series of roster moves, and he was not included with those roster moves. So I guess that may be a silver lining.
Okay,
a little bit of a silver lining for Yordan. Wishing him the best. No 2-star pitchers for the Angels. 6-man rotation. I guess assuming Chase Silseth sticks around for the time being. We'll see. But for the Dodgers, Julio Urias, Mitch White. Mitch White will get the Rockies at home, then the Cubs at home. So I think Mitch White might be a priority on some of my lists this weekend. Urias is back into that rock solid 5 status.
Yep, yep.
And I'm going to give Mitch White, I think, a 3.
I think 3 might be pushing it for me because I think you get 5 and fly. But I think you get 5 and fly, so I'm going to go 2.
Yeah, he hasn't gone 5 in either of his last 2, but he went 5 June 1st and 7th.
Right.
So I hear you. I just really like those home matchups against two teams. So I got 3, you got 2 on Mitch White. Of course, we'll review these at the end. Braxton Garrett and Sandy Alcantara. Alcantara in the driver's seat for the NL Cy Young. I think that's obvious at this point, at least how it is to date. So he's a 5. But what about Braxton Garrett? Would you consider him?
I don't have everything memorized, so I'd have to take a look at the Nationals and the Mets splits against lefties. But my guess is I would have him as a 1 or a 2. So let's just say 1.
Okay. I think I'm going to go 0.
Excuse me.
I just can't see it with Braxton Garrett. He gives up a lot of hits. And
yep.
It's close, but I'll give him a 0. You've got a 1 on Braxton Garrett. So we've got that marked in the sheet. I will also include all these scores with our game notes or with our show notes as well. Eric Lauer's really been disappointing lately. Versus the Cubs, versus Pitt, I'm starting him here. But if it's an ugly 2-step, I might have to start thinking about cutting Lauer in 12s maybe.
Yeah, this is a get-right week. Yeah, this is why you haven't cut him already. You know, if you still have Lauer on your roster, you pretty much have to use him these. I mean, doing the quick click that we can do on the RotoWire site. 6.83 ERA, 1.48 WHIP, and what I mean by click, you can go to his game logs and click on the two endpoints, and our site's smart enough to tell you what he did in between. It's mm-hmm. kind of a really cool feature.
It is cool.
Yeah, nice. So
Tech team does great work.
Oh man, silly. 19 Ks, 10 walks, 8 homers in those 27 innings. I don't know that. I don't think he gave up 8 homers, you know, in his previous to that. So.
Yeah, so hopefully things go well here. I got him as a 4 because, as I said, reserve that 5. But
I can't see
where I have him, and I'm not starting him.
I'm going to start him, but I'm going to give him a 3. I can't give a 4 even to someone who's had this poor month.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Taiwan Walker and Max Scherzer will be back. They announced that today too.
Yeah,
back on Tuesday. So he would get Cincinnati. Then versus Miami. I think I'm going to give Scherzer a 5 right off the bat.
Yep.
He was pitching like a 5. That's for damn sure before he went down. Taiwan Walker has pitched really well too. I think I'm going to give him a 3 because it's at Cincy.
Yeah.
Now I could see maybe a few long balls burning him, but.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. 3. Yep.
All right. You're right about the number of 2-star pitchers this week. Whole hell of a lot. All right.
It slows down. It slows down from here, though.
Okay. Jameson Taillon at Pitt. So, a revenge game. Then at Boston. Like what he's provided, 9-1. So, has he reached 5 status? I was leaning 4, but maybe Jameson Taillon's gotten to 5.
I think he's going to end up like 17, 18, 19 on my rankings, which put him on the borderline of 5. But that at Boston's going to be tough. I'm going to give him a 4.
Same. I jotted down a 4, so I'll stick with that. Cole Irvin, so he allowed 5 runs.
Just look at the teams and it's over.
Okay. This is Toronto. Thank you. I clicked through to his page and that was an unnecessary click. Cole Irvin is a 0.
Yeah, Toronto and Houston. So, yeah, we're going 0.
What about Ranger Suarez? Is he a guy that maybe you think about picking up if he was dropped versus Washington at St. Louis? He's been pretty brutal, and the whip is a killer, especially. So I'm going to give him a 1 just for maybe like points leagues.
Yeah, I've been trying to follow him because, as you kind of said, there's a reason why you said if he's been dropped, because he has been dropped. Mm-hmm. Had a pretty decent outing. His last 2 outings have been pretty good. Now, he gave up 4 runs in the last outing and 6 2/3, but he pitched 7 1/3, then 6 2/3, fanning 3 in the first one, but 7. I think he's getting there, so I do think he's a speculative pickup. Is this the week to start him, though? You know what? I think I would have him on a waterfall or two. He's not going to be my priority, but I can see it. It's risky. But I'm gonna give him a 1, and I bet you I have him on a waterfall or two. I mean, I don't know how many leagues he's available, but I will be looking for his availability.
Yeah, I got him as a 1-2, Ranger Suarez. So that seems to be on the same page there. Mitch Keller, I don't need to look any further than that first start for him. Although I know he still has his truthers, but I'm going with a 0
because I am. Yeah, I'm not in the truther category yet. I'm in the intrigued category. But, yeah, the Yankee start is a turnoff completely.
No 2-star pitchers for San Diego. They got Mike Clevenger. Well, he's been back for a little bit, but he just joined the rotation, I think, 2 appearances ago. And really had a great outing earlier this week. Really 1 hit over 6 innings. Chris Flexen. Not great, but, you know, serviceable innings eater at San Diego than versus Toronto. I can't give Chris Flexen more than a 1. Like, he's kind of on that Ranger Suarez level.
Yeah, I mean, I do like Flexen, but I don't like these matchups. So I'm going to go with a 1, and it's probably, again, I do have him in draft champion leagues. It's probably more in that format than anywhere else.
This game is humbling, you know, pretty much every day. And Alex Wood, I was so sure that, you know, he's an injury risk, but he's really not a performance risk. Oops. Suddenly, he is a major performance risk. And 5.03 ERA at Arizona, at San Diego, though. I feel like I got to start him, give him one last chance. I'll give him a 3, I guess.
Give him a 3, yeah.
What about Rodon? Is he a 5?
Yeah. Well, he has a hiccup or two, but don't we all?
Oh, I certainly have plenty. Dakota Hudson, Andre Payante. I mentioned I picked up Payante, but that was just in a keeper league with, you know, 16 teams. So for a buck, I thought I'd see. I wouldn't start him here really in any circumstances at Atlanta versus Philly, but so I'm going to give him a 0, Payante. But
yep.
Dude, I'm a little intrigued by what I've seen. And then Dakota Hudson somehow continues to walk this fine line. I will give him a 2.
I'm giving him a reluctant 1.
Yeah. I know you've been waiting for that other shoe to drop with
Dakota. Yeah.
I have him in, that's another one where I have him in tout head to head, and I think in FSGA. And he somehow just keeps, you know, keeps squeezing out value out of him. But yeah, I'm expecting a pretty bad week.
Here. A lot of that's what St. Louis pitchers do, right? Yeah. You know, I mean that's their plus. So, all right, you got your David Robertson on the mound in his 700th career MLB appearance, looking for a save.
Well, I do have him going in most leagues, but I don't know why I took him out of one lineup. I guess it was because of the playing Red Sox and they play the Yankees. But
yeah.
Or no, they play the Dodgers then. In this lineup period, but anyway, that was a mistake on my part.
Well, not yet. We'll see.
He could be a
Ref Snyder's up. It could be tied up in one swing.
Yeah, big bopper, Rob Ref Snyder. Luis Patino, he's going to be back. So he's made 5 rehab starts. Not a two-stepper, but I would say go out and try to add Luis Patino if you can, if he's still out there.
I would add him this week if possible because he's got Boston and no one's, you know, there are some that don't look ahead. But I would try to get him now and just not start him.
Totally. I think Eno Saris and some others were all over him last weekend. But if you can still go out and get Luis Patino, I would recommend doing that.
Yeah.
Not for this week particularly, but for future weeks. Dane Dunning, you thinking about him at Baltimore versus Min?
I always think about Dane Dunning. No, I'm a fan. I know he's got some growing to do. Will the strikeouts come, or is he just kind of an innings eater? I like these two starts, though. I'm going to give him my heart wants to say 3, but my head's saying 2.
I got him as a 2 as well, so I think that's a level-headed call. Alek Manoah and Yusei Kikuchi. Manoah's a 5, and Kikuchi finally had a decent outing.
Just as I was out, he pulls me back in, you know? And look at these outings. Look at these matchups.
So I got to thank Rob Silver for talking me into holding Kikuchi a few weeks ago.
Well,
yeah, I'll be deploying him here, but that's still not better than like a 3.
Since he talked us into holding him, he stunk. And he just he had a good outing last time.
Yeah.
So I think he's kind of my next. Actually, it won't work out. No, yeah, it will. It'll work out for Tuesday's Todd Stakes. It's on Tuesday. All right. Well, whatever. Because I'm trying to pick a pitcher out to focus on and write about, and he was going to be the next one. But anyway, I'm going to give him a 2. But I need to take a look, you know, into what's going on there now. It's just I just love him. Manoah needs more strikeouts. He's more strikeouts away from being I think he's a major league ace right now. I think he needs more strikeouts to be a fantasy ace, but I think they're there. I mean, maybe it's such a big guy, I expect them to come, but anyway.
Yeah, I think there's room for growth with the strikeouts. I see that coming with Manoah. Patrick Corbin, would you consider him under any circumstances? I wouldn't. I got him as a 0.
I mean, you'd have to have multiple members of my family kidnapped.
It's funny, though, because he did go out and,
headline
says, turn back the clock.
Didn't he, though? Yeah. He
12 did. Ks over 8 innings.
Yeah.
Feels like fool's gold, but Maybe I'm looking at where he would line up for the be against Atlanta the following week. So I couldn't see picking him up. So zero. And Paulo Espino has been okay. I think since I started him in a draft and hold, I guess I kind of have to give him one.
That's one more than I'm giving him.
Yeah, actually, he hasn't. I went 4 1/3, 5 1/3. Yeah, I'll give him a one.
I'm going to go zero. I mean, maybe it comes out to one on my sheet. Robertson gets the saves, and Todd's not happy because that's a game Boston should have won. But anyway.
I am a clown. Why did I just sit David Robertson? Now, that's what happens when you got Friday through.
Well, who'd you put in instead?
Minter.
It's not over yet. You know, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. It's just that's one where Friday through.
Yeah.
Thursday lineup period, so maybe overthought that. But all right, I've had a good week in that league. So, and I got Vinny P, so I'm not going to sweat it too much.
There you go. It's the 4th of July, and we're done, and you get to party now.
Well, yeah, I'm not much of a party anymore.
Well, neither am I, but that's neither here nor. I had more. I had enough fun on previous July 4th to last me whatever time I have left. I mean, that New Year's Eve was, you know, a lot of July 4th is the in my neighborhood was the big one. So I will tell Eric tomorrow on the radio, I'm kind of lucky to be here after some of the force that I've had.
Well, we're glad to have you here, man.
And let's do a finger count. I got 10. Around. I got 10. I'm putting them up to the camera. Let's make sure we all have 10 fingers next week.
I got my 10 still. Well, let's review the grades then for the week of July 4th. Hope everybody has a great Independence Day. Stay safe out there. And, you better bring all 10 digits to the table when you join us next week. Madison Bumgarner, 2. Luke Weaver, 0. Kyle Wright, 4. Ian Anderson, 1. Dean Kramer, I say 2. Todd, 3. Austin Voth, 0. Michael Waka, 3. Nick Pavetta, I say 3. Todd, 4. Kyle Hendricks, I say 2. Todd, 1. Justin Steele, 1. Nick Lodolo, 3. Hunter Green, 3. Cal Quantrill, 4. Kyle Freeland, 1. Herman Marquez, 1. Johnny Cueto, I say 3. Todd, 2. Michael Kopech, 3. Ronnie Garcia, 1. Justin Verlander, 5. Luis Garcia of the Astros, 5. Jonathan Heasley, 0. Zach Greinke, I say 0. Todd, 1. Julio Urias, 5. Mitch White, I say 3. Todd, 2. Sandy Alcantara, 5. Braxton Garrett, I say 0. Todd, 1. Eric Lauer, I say 4. Todd, 3. Max Scherzer, 5. Taijuan Walker, 3. Jameson Taillon, 4. Cole Irvin, 0. Ranger Suarez, 1. Mitch Keller, 0. Chris Flexen, 1. Alex Wood, 3. Carlos Rodon, 5. Andre Payante, 0. Dakota Hudson, I say 2. Todd, 1. Dane Dunning, 2. Alec Manoah, 5. Yusei Kikuchi, I say 3. Todd, 2. Patrick Corbin, 0. Paulo Espino, I say 1. Todd, 0. Well, Todd, anything else on your mind today on this Friday afternoon?
Well, let's see. Kind of alluded to it earlier. We got Derek Van Riper on the MLB Network radio show tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
So it's, you know, fun catching up with DVR. So we have him on at the bottom of the hour. I don't know. They move us around from 1, 4, and 7. I don't know exactly what time it'll be tomorrow. And then, is your SiriusXM tenure now put on hold?
Well, yeah, although I will be hosting with Mario Puig some mostly football shows during Vegas week.
Vegas. They're sneaking me on Monday for the July 4th. I'll be with Jeff on Monday. But after that, I'll be kind of like you, once in a while sneaking on. When they, you know, need a guest or et cetera. So, it's been fun. Appreciate RotoWire for letting me on. And if for whatever reason you like hearing me Monday, and that's about it.
Well, yeah, you can also, on Saturdays on MLB Network.
Right. Right. That's not going anywhere. Right.
Yeah. And here with us on Fridays. And yeah, man, it's been a good run, especially because you and I and James all took on extra work after Chris Liss left the company. And so, yeah, you hosted what, 3 days a week?
I work. Sunday. I've been with Jeff on Sunday, you know, for a while. It used to be Derek and now Jeff. And then, yeah, I picked up the Monday and Tuesday shift. Then you and James picked up one of the other two, and you guys stayed together on Friday. So
Friday and well. Saturday. Yeah. So yeah.
Right.
Yeah. By my calculation, since James and I, well, and you each did 3 days
yeah.
of radio, it's that's like fun. Over 140 hours of radio we each did during the season. Yeah,
there so we go.
Proud yeah. of the body of work we put together.
Yeah. And passing the baton to Nick Whalen, and I'm sure he'll do a fine job.
Yeah, you'll be in good hands with the football guys over on XM, and we'll be here on the podcast 5 days a week helping you through the rest of the season. And, of course, all the content on the site, please, you know, stick with us, and we will help you bring home a championship. Anything else you want to mention, Todd?
But, you know, I'm not very good at self-publicity, but I'm having a blast writing Todd's takes. So, nice. So check them out. They're twice a week, just a little bit of – there'll be fantasy information, but just having some fun writing about the game that we all love.
Well, that's great, man. Well, hope you continue to enjoy that. We're glad to have even more of your work at RotoWire. And yeah, you guys be safe out there, and hope you'll join us next Friday on the RotoWire Fantasy Baseball Podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.